Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, July 17th, and Mark and I are here answering financial questions. We do it every single day. It's the most fun part of our jobs. And if you've got a financial issue that has maybe crept into your life, maybe you're considering a new job, maybe you're worried about how you're going to pay that tuition bill for your kid, maybe you're even thinking about whether or not you should buy a home or sell your home. Mark and I are trained as certified financial planners. This is the way that we like to think about the world, from big to little. So we would love to help you out. All you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and if you want to come on the air, there's a little box, and you can check that too. Today, we are talking to Joe, who's on the line from Chicago. Tell me what's going on and how we can help you out.
So my big question is, I'm thinking about paying off my mortgage, and this is kind of the situation. My in-laws have a second home, and they're probably going to be selling it in about 3 years. And this has been a home that we've gone to, my wife and I, for, 10 years, and we've got little kids that have gone to the house. So it has, like, a big emotional attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is, should I pay off my house in the next 3 years so that I'm ready to buy that house? And, the thing, in order to pay that off, I'd have to stop contributing to my Roth 403B, which I have been contributing to, but I'm still contributing fully to my Roth IRA, and I've got some other, accounts that are pretty sizable right now. I'm also a teacher, so thinking about retirement, there's going to be a pension for me down the line between, age 55 and 60.
Okay. So let me get a few of the basics in here. So you're married. You got some kids?
Yes, 2 kids, 8 and 5.
Okay. And are both you and your wife working or just you?
I work and she works part-time. So our salary together is probably about $145,000 a year.
Okay. So you said you're putting money into a Roth IRA, but also your Roth 403B, right?
Yes.
And how much are you contributing right now into each of those?
So I max out a Roth IRA for myself, and my wife also maxes out her Roth IRA. And then we were doing $700 a month in the Roth 403B.
Okay. And when you were doing that, you were feeling okay in terms of you could put money in there, you could pay your mortgage, you could live your life, your bills are covered. Like, you felt good?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Great. And when you think about this second home, what is the idea here? Is this a second home where, you're just going to hang out? It's a vacation home. Is your plan to buy it with a traditional mortgage?
The plan was to that house. My house right now is worth about, $300,000. That house is probably worth about $175,000. So if I paid off my mortgage, we were going to basically refinance the house I have at home to avoid any like PMI or anything like that. And yes, use a traditional mortgage, probably like a 15-year mortgage at the time.
Okay. But I don't understand why you have to pay off the house to do this. In other words, why would you have to pay the house off now to do it?
Well, I was thinking, so I owe about $110,000 on the house now. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, I just paid that regularly off, maybe that would only be down to $60,000 or $70,000. And then if I was to buy the house, I would have to roll all those things together. So just trying to keep, you know, the monthly costs where it's not an overwhelming issue of, you know, oh my gosh, there's the mortgage is too big on this second home, essentially.
What's the rate on your current mortgage?
3.5%.
I like that rate. I don't know if this makes sense. I don't know why you'd pay down the mortgage. Just go with me here for a second.
Okay.
So you're going along, you're getting along, things are good. How old are you guys?
We'll be 39 this month.
Okay. And you're putting money away. That's great. How much money do you have in, let's call it your emergency reserve? Not for this potential house purchase, but just like safe money. What do you got?
About $30,000.
Okay, good. Total retirement, about how much in retirement accounts?
About $300,000.
Oh, very good.
And then we have another about $135,000 in the stock market right now. Just in
excuse me, that's like calling burying the lead. What is that invested in?
Various blue chip stocks, 3M, Johnson & Johnson, John Deere, AT&T, GE.
Okay. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. It strikes me as interesting that you have $135,000 that's sitting in stocks when you're talking about borrowing money and paying money down and having a cheap loan when you actually have the money to almost buy this house outright right now in the stock market. Okay. Now, I know that $135,000 isn't all yours. You owe capital gains on it. I get it. But what I would be thinking about is this. I think that is really the money you use to buy the second home. It doesn't mean you have to buy it in cash, but I feel like you're silly not to maintain that 3.5% mortgage. It's cheap. And I think that you could use the money, even if you just said, I'm going to put $50,000 of my stock portfolio down and finance the rest. Or maybe you're going to put more down. I don't know. But I have to say that I don't see why you wouldn't tap the money that you already have that's set aside and just reallocate it to buying the second home. Tell me about the in-laws. Are they in good financial shape or not?
Yeah, no, they're in great financial shape. It's just a matter of them, you know, they're almost 70 years old and you know, making the drive and putting a boat in the water and cutting the grass is kind of, you know, just getting a little bit too much for them.
Well, how about this? How about you give them a down payment on the house right now and they don't have to sell it to you right now? And how about you don't even get a mortgage? You just end up essentially saying, let them hold the paper, hold the mortgage note for you. And then you don't even have to go through a bank and go through that cost. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
I think that could be, you could do an intra-family loan. It kind of works beautifully. You have to go talk to a lawyer because I would want it papered. Is your wife one of many children?
She has one brother.
All right, so we don't want to shut him out. Is he going to be part of this buying the house or not?
No, it would just be on ours.
All right. So presumably there's a couple of ways to skin this one. And one is that you buy the house now. You say to your in-laws, hey, look, here's a down payment right now. Here's some money. We want to, you know, create this pathway to doing this. And then you can put down some portion of that stock portfolio, maybe half of it or whatever. And then they hold the paper. They hold the mortgage and you'll start making payments to them. Or, by the way, you can buy the house right now and then they can pay you rent for staying in it. So there are a lot of different ways. But I would see a lawyer and definitely say, we want to try to figure out, we're going to buy this home. We want to be able to do an intra-family loan so that, you know, we're not paying the bank interest. We're just paying my in-laws interest. And we want to come up with a good game plan so that they can stay in the house as long as they want, but then it reverts to us. I think there's like a great idea here and you need some help doing it, but I think it would make so much sense for both sides.
Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. And then just continue on with the other money that I was going to pay off extra in the Roth 403B.
Yes. And I want you, that's the other piece of this, which is you're doing such a great job. I'd hate for you to divert your attention right now and say, I'm going to pay off a 3.5% note when I'm putting money away and saving like crazy in the Roth IRA and the Roth 403B. So I would absolutely, positively keep funding that and doing the best you can to max it out. Okay, that's it for the program. Yep, we'll be back tomorrow, you know, because that's how we roll here. If you'd like financial help, if you have a matter that you want to discuss, if it's a little emotional and a lot financial or the reverse, it does not matter. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button. We will do the rest. When I say we, I mean Mark. really, because of course he's the one who does everything. Do me a favor. Try to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Someone needs a little hug. I just read an article during the week that talked about the value of just reaching out, even if it's just a text, to stay in touch with people. Let's stay connected, gang. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.